The official gets the ready for play. Jump is up. It is tipped to Fabian. Fabian goes to Miles. Miles inside, blocked by Walker. Rebounded by Rona. Kick out to Malik. Malik goes inside, throws up a crazy left hand, and it is good. So 2-0, Osco to Owls. They go into their 2-2-1 press, and it's picked off by Miles. Miles across half court, gets to the right side, hands off behind it to Malik. Malik into lane, goes up, pass inside to Miller. Ball is lost. It'll stay with the Owls.
Good start, good hot start for the Owls here. Quick bucket and a quick turnover for the Owls, and that's the way Mike Pullen wants to see it happen.
Rona will inbound. They try to run Fabian off the screen. Nothing there. Let's throw it up top to Malik. 2-0 Owls, 30 seconds in. Malik not being guarded up top. Gets a screen by Miller. Goes inside. Right-handed floater in the lane. No good. Rebound down inside. Pulled down by the Alcona Tigers. Pass upside. Number 12, Wallemeyer, blocked inside by Miles. It'll stay with the Alcona Tigers.
Kevin Walker pulled that rebound down at the other end and then went coast to coast and got stuffed. Seen a couple big blocks already here today.
It's Colin Walker. Pass it up top to Charbonneau. Charbonneau, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around and grabbed by Walker. Out DJ Howe, wide open for three, no good. And rebound inside again. One inside by the Tigers. Two more times, and now this time finished by Ryken Wallenmeyer.
Good offensive rebounding there by the Tigers to start the game. Three straight rebounds on that possession.
Now a press here by the Tigers. Malik runs right through it all the way to the lane. Tries to pass it late. Goes outside to Rona for three. Knock it down. Rona gets in the scorebook with his first three of the night. And it is tipped away by the Owls. 5-2 Oscoda. 6:32 to play here in our first quarter. Walker with it on the right side. Goes across to Howe, picked off by Miles again. Miles gets it to Malik. Malik goes to Miles, wide open right side for three. A little bit long. Rebound pulled down by Walker. Now he's on the move. Goes to Colin Walker. Walker loses it, and we're going to get a blocking foul on the freshman point guard, Malik.
Alcona needs to settle in and settle down a little bit in this game. They're pretty excited, and Mike Pullen talked about running at our pace. They're definitely running at Oscoda's pace right now, and Alcona needs to settle this game and start making some good passes instead of cross-court bombs that are getting picked off.
Yeah, Miles has read him quite well. All right, so Gavin Walker has it for the Alcona Tigers. Up top, slows it down a little bit, 5-2 Owls. Left side, DJ Howe. He's going to be the big key for the tonight for the Alcona Tigers. Drives inside, good move, and he's up with a right hand and good.
Off the glass, through the lane, nice work by Howe.
They break the press quickly, do the Owls. Miles gets inside, tries to float it inside. It gets knocked away as he was trying to get it to Miller.
Alcona answers with a little bit of their own press after being pressed by Oscoda early in the game here. Good defense that time by Alcona. Oscoda will get the ball underneath.
Rona looking for somewhere to go with it. Finds Miles open right side for three. A little bit long. Rebound inside. Fought, and I think it's knocked off of the Tigers, and it is. So it'll be Oscoda basketball again underneath.
Can't give a rebound on that when you throw it off your shin out of bounds.
Rona looking for an inbound. Just goes up top to Malik. Malik holds. Now he's looking. Takes the left-handed dribble. The left-handed point guard picks it up. Goes left side. That's Rona. Rona gets a screen from Fabian. Rona inside. Right-hand layup. Good.
Real nice move. Good pressure up the line.
That's Rona with 5 points now. DJ Howe with it. 7-4. Charbonneau, pull up three, long. Rebound in the corner with Gavin Walker. Walker will drag it back up top. Looking for a screen. Gets it to DJ Howe up top. Howe will shoot the three over Miller. Bank is good, knock it down.
I don't know if he was calling it off the window, but that was a nice one from way up top.
That ties our game at 7. 5 minutes to play in the first. Rona will be fouled by Colin Walker. And they'll go underneath.
Seven, 4:55 left here in the first from Alcona. Oscoda ball underneath.
Rona again looking inbound. Trying to find. Nothing there. Hands it off to Miles in front of him, who will dribble it out. Go up top to Malik. Malik gets the play call from Coach Poland, and Gavin Walker, a little too handsy, is going to pick up the foul. It's going to be the second team foul, his first.
Alcona, very aggressive defense right now.
Pass goes into the corner to Miles, who steps out of bounds, and so to go back to the Tigers.
Good defense again by Alcona there, forcing him to that line and forcing him to step out of bounds. And I think Alcona needs to continue to play defense like this. Oscoda will come into a press here on the inbound.
Gavin Walker has it, trying to get across the line. Gets it up to DJ Howe. Howe into the lane. Stops, goes up with the left hand, and DJ Howe already with 7 points of the nine for Alcona. Rona's going to go up. He's fouled before the shot. Quickly up the floor. The Owls. Charbonneau's going to pick up a foul, his first. 9-7, Alcona over the Oscoda Owls. Rona looking, goes up top to Malik. Malik drives left side into the lane, stops, looking for somewhere to go. Up top, Miles. Miles thought about the three. Now he'll dribble around, hand off to Malik. Malik into the lane, fakes the pass, goes up, and he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Tell you what, Blake Malik is quick. Mike pointed that out in the pregame interview we did with him. But I tell you what, Gavin Walker's quick, too. He's staying right with him on those. This will be the first trip to the line for the Owls today.
Malik takes a couple of dribbles. First free throw is up, and it's a little bit short. Let you know, this game is brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 9 locations to serve you.
Substitution for Alcona, they send Hayden Johnson into the game.
Second free throw by Malik is good. Makes it 9-8, Alcona. And into the lane is Colin Walker. Got it with the foul.
Good press break there by the Tigers over the half-court line, and then all the work there done by Colin Walker, and goes high off the glass and gets the and one.
Foul is on Miles, his first. So 11-8, chance to make it a two-possession game.
Tigers, four fouls already in this first quarter. Oscoda just sitting on two. 11-8 with a chance to increase the lead here with the two free throws.
Coach Pollen looking for an explanation on a couple of things from the official. And they're getting set still here. And having a conversation with a couple of the players about, not sure, he's making like a clapping motion, so I'm not sure if they're clapping at each other or something here, but
maybe there was a little bit of taunting going on that they wanted to put an end to right away. First free throw for his three, not good.
Trevor Miller came down with the rebound. Rona has it. He wanted to get it inside to Miller. Gets tipped away from Ronas. No, he can dribble. Goes inside. He's stuck underneath the basket. Tries to give it to Miller. Taken away. And here comes number 10. That is Garrett Summers. And Summers double dribbled with it. Couldn't figure out where he wanted to go.
Easy for you to say, Brad.
Yeah, really.
Glad to have you. Glad to have your health on the rise, too, buddy.
We're getting better every day. Getting better. It's going to be Malik up top. 11-8, Alcona Tigers over the top of the Oscoda Owls. Been DJ Howe playing very well. Rona has it left side now, and he's going to get fouled by number 30, David Charbonneau. Now we get a technical foul in there as well. And Michael Rona of the Owls is going to get a technical foul here.
And there's that foul that they talked about. The foul was a technical on number 23 of the Oscoda Owls, Michael Rona. Rona will get the technical. We'll shoot that down at the other end first.
Nope, going to guess he probably said something and wasn't supposed to say.
David Charbonneau will shoot the technical end of the free throw.
And he's got it. He's going to shoot the second one, too.
Charbonneau on the line, couple dribbles, pumps it up. That's good. That increases Alcona's lead 13-8. 3:30 left here in the first, and it's going to be Alcona basketball. Costly technical, Brad.
Yeah, that is one that, you know, you cost you a couple of points in what's going to be a close game, and yeah, you don't get the possession to continue after you had picked up a foul. So the Tigers will inbound. It'll be Summers with the basketball up top. Pass fake goes inside to Howe, working on Miller. Drop step, goes up, right hand, can't get the roll. Rebound pulled down by Howe. He'll dribble out to the three-point line. Goes up top, Summers. Summers, left side, Charbonneau for three. Knock it down.
Count that. Biggest lead of the night right now, 16-8, Tigers.
Doubling up the Owls. The Owls need to get something going. Miles drives inside, loses it. Here come the Tigers. Colin Walker with it. And it's a pass inside. DJ Howe, an easy finish. 18-8, timeout Owls. We'll be back with the Oscoda possession on WKJC, your power station for sports. Yeah. 18-8, Alcona over top of Oscoda. This game brought to you in part by your local McDonald's restaurant, Dean Arbor Ford of Tawa City and Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas. The Oscoda Owls down by 10 with the basketball. Blake Malik, the freshman point guard, bringing it up. All the energy right now with the Tigers. Right side, Rona. Rona picks up a screen, drives inside, loses it, throws it up, got it to go.
Nice driving bucket by Rona there. They needed that coming out of the timeout.
Back into the press. And left side, Charbonneau breaks it. And throws it across to Summers. Summers for three, a little bit long. Rebound inside, blocked. Back to Charbonneau, another three, knock it down!
And boy, is he happy, and he's firing the crowd up after that one. Charbonneau with a beauty of a three-pointer.
21-10, Alcona over top of Oscoda. Rona gets a screen, and he gets tripped. That's going to be number 14 who picks up the foul. That's Hayden Johnston.
2 minutes left in the first quarter, 21-10. Home Tigers are on top right now. Nobody in the bonus yet.
Well, that is the first. It's the first quarter, and the Owls will be in the bonus the rest of the way. That's the sixth foul on the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, that's what I said. They were playing very aggressive defense.
Rona has it up top. Runs away from a screen by Miller. Goes up, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. DJ Howell pick up a cheap one.
And again, from here out the rest of the way on the first half, they're going to be in the bonus, too.
So Rona will shoot two. Rona with seven of the Owls' 10 points. Make that eight of the Owls' 11 points. And Blake Malik's got the other three. Second free throw up, a little bit long. Rion comes down, tipped out of bounds by DJ Howe. It'll stay with the Owls.
That's a big break there for the Owls, trying to get a little momentum going down 10 here. Got a good break on the rebound there. They're going to keep possession underneath.
Rona looking inbound again. Goes left side, Miles. Didn't have the three, so now we'll go back up to Malik. Malik right side, and that's been knocked away by Johnston. Johnston into the lane. Slides, goes up, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Malik keeps will pick up the cheap one.
You know, there's things that you call a good foul. That was probably a good foul on Malik here. Make him go earn these two here. They're not in foul trouble yet. And he was pretty clear-cut breakaway there for Hayden Johnson at that point.
Yeah, that was going to be a pretty easy layup. First free throw up and good.
Gets the shooter's roll off the back iron on that.
Damon Burroughs will check in for the Owls. For Blake Malik. Couple of dribbles for Johnston. Second free throw is up and good.
Back
makes it 23-11.
Back to the 12-point lead. Owls trying to build some momentum here.
And Rona with the basketball up top. Screen from Burrows. Works inside. Pass inside Fabian. Goes again to Miller. Miller up, and it is good. Good passing by the Owls. 23-13, 1:15 to play in the first quarter. Summers and Howe going back and forth in the backcourt. They get across the timeline, should have the trap on the baseline, and they do. Howe couldn't go anywhere, steps out of bounds.
And Mike Poland pointed that right out to the official before he made the call. And sure enough, he stepped on the line and scored a ball, and this is where they can change their momentum. Only down 10 now.
Looking to cut it back, single-digit screen up top by Burrows. Rona into the lane, floater, right hand too short, and he's going to punch it out of bounds. We'll go back to the Tigers.
Just under a minute, another change coming here for the Tigers. Reckon Wallenmeyer back into the game.
He checks in for Colin Walker. Howe will inbound, right side Summers. He'll go all the way up, kick it back out to Howe, and across to the middle of Johnston. Johnston is going to have it poked away by Rona, able to recover it and get it out to Wallenmeyer at the right side. And he'll have it ripped away by Miller, and it goes out of bounds.
Off Miller, Tiger ball with 39 seconds left here, plus 10 on the scoreboard right now.
Right side, a quick three-point trigger here by the Tigers. And Charbonneau is going to throw it out of bounds off of Rona. Summers just caught that. That's a quick trigger off that. A guarded three.
We'll see if they do that again.
Summers goes inside. Johnston knocked it out of bounds. Couldn't handle it. It's going to go to the Owls. 31.9 left in the first quarter. 23-13. Alcona over Oscoda.
Owls need a basket here at the end of this quarter.
Still have yet to see Michael Gepfrey get into the game. They call an ISO play for Rona. Fabian comes up. Pass inside. Miller, good pass. Miller, good finish.
Excellent pass, excellent finish. 9 seconds left. Still a chance for the Tigers to get one off.
DJ Howe trapped on the side. Has to pick it up. Go right side Summers. 2 seconds. Johnston didn't get it off.
So at the end of one. So at the end of the one, at the end of one, the Alcona Tigers up by 8, 23-15. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you with high school basketball on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
The Alcona Tigers leading the Oscoda Owls.
Not really the first quarter I was expecting, but fun, exciting nonetheless as the Tigers here at home standing tough.
Charbonneau has it up top for the Alcona Tigers, inside to Howe. Howe is it punched away by Gepfrey, who gets it passed to him. Gepfrey down the lane, goes up through the contact and can't finish, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. So Michael Gepfrey's punishment was a quarter, and he makes his way into the game. Immediately makes an impact.
Good to see him, and he's the straw that stirs the drink, as they say, on the Oscoda Owl basketball team. So he's looking for a big 11th and 12th grade season the next 2 years. He'll go to the line here and try to get this game a little closer. Makes the front end of the two shots.
Thanks it 23-16. This game brought to you in part by Miles & Sons Insurance in Oscoda, Standard Champaign Conic, Oscoda Chiropractic Center, and the Lincoln Hardware Center. Makes both free throws. It's going to be Walker, left side. Dump inside to Wallenmeyer. Couldn't handle it.
Yeah, Michael Basner made a quick move and tried to go underneath to Wallenmeyer and didn't know the ball was coming and missed it.
Miles into the lane, goes up right hand, too strong. Rebound, Miller. Miller up, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Miles. Like that, they've doubled their rebound output in the first quarter.
Yes, they did.
Michael Gepfrey into the lane. Stopping, going to pull up a jumper. Got it with the foul. No, yes. I saw the lane. I thought he said 3 seconds in the lane, but no, they are calling the jumper with the foul. What a shot by Michael Gepfrey.
Foul on Colin Walker, another one for him.
Is his second. Makes it 23-19.
Owls pulled within four here. Another substitution as they have to get Colin Walker off the floor, and they put in Garrett Summers for him since he's in a little bit of foul trouble.
So Geoffrey with a quick 3 points already in or 4 points in this quarter. Going to try and make it five, and he doesn't. Rebound pulled down by Howe. 23-19. Summers with it up top. No one's guarding him. He's going to pull up for three. A little bit short. Rebound pulled down by Trevor Miller. Geoffrey has it. Goes inside to Absidis. Absidis right hand good.
Good play. The Oscoda Owls are rolling now. Head coach Alex Cole calls a timeout. We'll take one with him here as you're listening to 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.
It's been all Owls in the first quarter, or second quarter, excuse me, making it 23-21 Alcona. Oscoda's really cut into the deficit. Cross-court pass, Charbonneau. Now goes to DJ Howe, trying to get across the timeline. They're losing it. DJ Howe does get it across the timeline. Inside Basner, right-hand layup good.
Really nice play to stick with it by DJ Howe there. Veteran move.
Geoffrey with it now. Goes in, right-handed layup, too strong, a little too aggressive. Basner with it. He's on the move. Slows it up just a little bit. Gets it to Charbonneau. Charbonneau to Summers, right side. That's right. Well, Walkenmeyer. Up top to Basner again. Back to Summers. And Summers inside right hand. Think that might have been blocked by Epsidis. Rebounded and pulled up and no good. Rebound inside, pulled down by Geoffrey. Geoffrey, full court pass. Rona ahead of everybody. Right hand layup good. His first bucket of the second quarter. And DJ Howe didn't know it was coming for him. And it goes out of bounds.
Got nice my catch. First look at a basketball tonight, Brad, right in my lap here. We're courtside. Beautiful spot to call a game from.
And that makes it 25-23. Owls with the basketball, a chance to tie. Rona will inbound. Looking, goes right side to Miller. Miller dumps inside to Geoffrey. Geoffrey will pull it out, and he slips and falls, retains the dribble while he's doing it. Now he'll just pull up for three. Knock it down. Geoffrey gives the Owls the lead. 26-25.
What a possession. Maybe that quarter on the bench did something to him. He's possessed right now. Ready to go. Oscoda brings it all the way down and then tosses it over the head of everybody and out of bounds. And Alcona will inbound in their own end. Down or up just one now with 5:28 left till half.
Walker will hand it off to DJ Howe. Howe right side, that's Charbonneau. Charbonneau across, that's Gavin Walker. Back to Howe as they try to break this press. They do. Now it goes up top to Howe, almost stolen by Geoffrey. Howe into the lane. Euro step, right hand good. Into double digits now, 11 points for DJ Howe. He puts the Tigers back on top, 27-26. Geoffrey goes inside to Absidis at the free throw line, and he's going to travel before he could get going.
Yes, he did, and I tell you what, the Tigers are not going to go down in this half quietly as they keep working hard. This press, though, they got to work on this press. They get the line, and they've given the line to them, and then they keep passing backwards, and they're going to get caught for 10 seconds here one of these times.
One of these times. It's scaring me every time they do it. They do break the press. Charbonneau goes inside, pulls up a wild jumper, but weak side rebound pulled down by Geoffrey, who stepped on the line while he was going.
I'm going to give him a board on that and say he stepped on a line after he pulled it down. But, yeah, good athletic move by Geoffrey. You can definitely tell there's different pop in the step of the Owls when he's in the lineup.
Walker will inbound from underneath. Goes left side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau up top to Walker. Walker working on Miles, drives inside, kick right side, wide open three, way too long. Rebound pulled down by Walker, pump fake up and good. Gavin Walker's first bucket of the game makes it 29-26 Alcona. Left side Miles, he's in the corner, goes back up top to Michael Geoffrey. Geoffrey drives inside, he's at the free throw line, right hand floater, blocked away. And rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. Howe's got a 3-on-1 with Walker. Walker right hand, no good. Howe with the rebound and good.
Nice tip, and I think that was a pass. That was a little alley-oop there, beauty, and DJ Howe finished her off.
I think you're right. I do think that was an oop. 31-26. Howe making his presence felt with 13 points. Jeffrey, left side, Miles. Miles from the corner for three, too long. Rebound pulled down by number 50, Rigby. Walker with it. Has it blocked by Miles. And Walker's going to go get a backcourt violation. Picked it up on one end of the court and kept moving.
Yeah, there was no possession there. It was just a block. You have to have possession for that to have, be good in that, for instance. Hunter Rigby getting his first action today for the Tigers. Picked himself up a board, got on the stat sheet. You like to see it.
3:34 to play in our second quarter. 31-26, Alcona. Able to, I love the way they recovered very well from that run from the Owls at the beginning. They just got right back into their stuff. Caught the ball back to number 4, DJ Howe. Things work out well when you give it to him. Jeffries in that left corner. Wanted the three, goes inside to Epsidis. He threw it too high. I don't think they're safe. It's tipped away.
Yeah, they'll stay with the Owls, and I think they've assigned Ryken Wallenmeyer to take care of Michael Geoffrey because he hasn't left his side since he's come in the game now.
Trying to inbound is Malik. That's Miles, excuse me, and they're going to get the 5-second call, a quick 5-second call, but a 5-second call.
Yeah, it was right on the borderline there, and he hesitated at the end and kind of double-pumped, and there you go.
So a turnover is going to give the ball back to the Tigers. DJ Howard and the rest of the Tigers trying to break the press. Dave Charbonneau trapped, and he's going to give it away to Geoffrey, who's going to give a foul to Howe, and Geoffrey will go to the line to shoot two, as that's the 10th foul on the Alcona Tigers and the second on DJ Howe.
Again, as we talked about, trouble breaking the press when they get near the line at half court. They're going backwards, forwards, backwards, forwards. That time it got picked out, and then DJ Howe, a little upset, went and poked at it, and that's how we got that foul.
So Geoffrey's going to be at the line to shoot two. First free throw is off.
Hayden Johnston entering the game now for the Tigers. He'll come in to replace Howe, give DJ Howe a little blow.
Geoffrey, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line right now. Like that 2 of 5, that could be a big deal coming the rest of the way. That ball tipped away by the Owls off the rebound, so to go to the Tigers.
There's one everybody in the gym's questioning there. Even the Tigers' number 14, Hayden Johnston, thought that he tipped that ball out of bounds, but they're going to take it, I can tell you that. Tigers' ball, here they come.
Not going to complain too much. Gavin Walker with it. Going to Johnston. They keep on trying to break this press, and they get it to the middle, the all-important get to the middle. But the ball is rebounded down low, ricocheting, ripped around, and there's going to be a foul, and I think it's going to go on number 50, Rigby.
Absolutely. As he wrapped his arms around the player on the floor battling for the loose ball, and that's that would have been good on the gridiron outside during the foul, but not inside the gym. You can't do that.
A loose ball foul, so you're not shooting.
Yep.
And now they might be shooting. I thought loose ball foul, you wouldn't be shooting.
I think he called it on the arm, though.
We are going to call it. Okay, that he had possession first before he got the. Okay, so Epsidis had possession, then got fouled. So we're going to put him at the line to shoot two.
Tackled, Brad. Tackled.
That's what I got wrapped up. So Epsidis will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Down by 5. First one up and off, and free throw shooting becoming a problem for the Owls. They have the great advantage of the being in the bonus all quarter. Second free throw by Epsidis. No good as well. Rebound comes down to Johnston. Still 31-26. And Rona knocks this one out of bounds.
And once again, the press continues to aggravate the Tigers. And DJ Howe getting some wind on the bench right now. Kind of the leader on that when it comes to breaking this press. Skoda backs off here, and Alcona will bring it down.
2:43 to play in our first half. Alcona up by 5, 31-26. Walker with it up top. Goes left side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau over the top of Rona for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Malik, and he's on the run. Bounce pass Rona. Rona's going to travel. Forgot to dribble, took three steps.
Yes, he did. There's no Euro step there. That was a walk.
So it'll go back to the Alcona Tigers. They just get moving a little fast. These players get moving a little quick. Walker goes to Johnston. Johnston looking for where to go with it. They're still at their own three-point line. They got to get this across. They do to Walker, but now Walker's trapped, throws it across, barely kept it inbounds, and up top to Johnston. So now the Tigers can break their offense. Left side, Charbonneau, wide open for three. No good. Walker goes out and gets a long rebound that went all the way out to the three-point line. Walker drives inside baseline, tries to throw inside, ripped away by Gepfrey. Gepfrey steals it. Now he goes down the lane. He goes in, left hand, no good.
Couldn't get to roll off the glass.
He's going to pick up a foul as he poked the ball away. That's only the fifth team foul on the Owls, first on Gepfrey.
So nobody will be shooting here. Still a five-point margin of advantage for the home Tigers right now with 1:50 left till halftime.
We've been at this since about 7:50 left in the quarter. We've been at 31-26.
We got a good game that we wanted, though.
So it's going to be Walker, cross-court, Charbonneau. Charbonneau back to Johnston. Johnston at his own three-point line. Right side, Walker. Walker drives it across and throws it away. Picked off by Malik. The press, again, causing problems. The Owls just haven't been able to capitalize on their opportunities. Malik to Miller. Miller inside Epsidis with one draped all over him. Goes up and got it.
He danced around a little under there, almost got called for the travel, but he got it up and got it in.
Could have been a foul, could have been a travel. Instead, no call. We just get a bucket.
Big trouble here on the
press. Yeah, again, the press causing problems. This time the Tigers break it, and they are still a little bit of problem with the ball. Now they get it up top to Walker, and everything slows down as we enter our final minute of the first half. Left side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives to the middle. Goes outside Walker. Walker drives. Euro step in the lane. Right hand. Good. Wow. Nice play by Gavin Walker.
What a layup there. Total athletic move.
Back up by five. Gepfrey is going to carry the basketball.
That. And that's a turnover for Gepfrey. On defense, the Owls, not only are they pressing, but they're playing a two-man trap high in their own zone when they get down here. And it's really, really causing aggravation for the Tigers.
Left side, Charbonneau, as they try to break the press again. Break a little bit easier this time. Now, good job by Walker, but Epsidis picks it off, but he's standing on the line.
And he's not happy about that.
Has a little word with the official. The official tells him why he's wrong, and then we keep moving.
I love it. 36 seconds left. Tigers trying to increase their lead here.
Wallenmeyer, a mid-range jumper, no good. That's going to be off Gepfrey.
Never seen so many rebounds go off shins today. They're just flying off the shins out of bounds, and people aren't grabbing the boards. Late substitution coming in real quick here. Logan Zukowski replacing Hunter Rigby for the Tigers.
Walker will look to inbound, 32.8 on the clock. Up top, Wallenmeyer. Right side, Zukowski. Zukowski out to Walker. Walker drives baseline. Rona all over him. Not letting him get anywhere. Throws it inside. Ball on the ground. And we're going to get a jump.
And this time it is a jump and not a tackle, and they'll go with the possession arrow, which is going to be in favor of the Owls on this. So the Owls will have 20 seconds here to try to cut into this five-point Tiger lead here at the end of the half.
Very physical jump ball. A lot of these two teams are playing. They're going to be tired by halftime, that's for sure. 33-28 Alcona over top of Oscoda.
Speaking of halftime, folks, stick around and listen to This Week in the MHSAA coming up at halftime.
Gepfrey will walk it up. 15 seconds to play in the half. They're going to run an isolation for him. The old 14 play. And not even a screen coming. He just goes right in. He just gets tripped. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
And you got to watch those. Those could actually go to a flagrant because 12 stuck his foot out pretty good on that and intentionally did it. And the referees are talking a little bit, but... they're going to stick with just the regular foul here.
Yeah, I don't think that was egregious enough to call, but it's close. You're 100% right. So 4 seconds left. Gepfrey's missed his last four at the line. Missed none other one.
The announcer's curse. Brad put it right on him on that one.
Jeffrey with 7 points on the night. And he knocks that one home.
There you go. 4 seconds. The Tigers got to get one off here.
33-29. Charbonneau launches it. Not close. So at the end of our first half, it is Alcona 33, Oscoda 29. We'll be back right after This Week in High School Sports on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. About 60 seconds away from the beginning of our second half. 33-29, Alcona over top of Oscoda. Take you through the quick look at the leading scorers on either side. For Alcona, DJ Howe led all scorers with 13 points. Then it was David Charbonneau with 8. A couple other players with 4 and 2. For the Owls, Michael Rona led the way with 10 points. And Michael Geoffrey had 8. Then a couple other players with 3 and 4. So that's a quick look at the scoring. And it leads us to our 33-29 score as we stand between the Owls and the Tigers.
Well, rebounding was a little unusual in this game so far, Bradley. The Oscoda Owls had a total of 7 rebounds only in the whole first half. And a couple guys with 2, Trevor Miller and Michael Geoffrey. And the Alcona Tigers, and this is one of the reasons that I think they're still hanging on by 4 points. They had 15 rebounds in the first half, led by Gavin Walker with a handful of 5. So... I'll be interested to see if that's one of the things that got talked about in the locker room at halftime for the Owls. They got to make some free throws. They got to rebound the ball.
Now, you know, we were just talking to one of the assistant coaches, Scott Lewick, and he said that it just came down to weak side rebounding. You got to get the weak side rebounds because, you know, in the whoever was guarding the shot didn't let the weak side know a shot was coming. Most rebounds go to the offside, go to the long side. And as also he said, you can't allow so many layups. You got to step over and take a charge once in a while. So a couple of simple things. All the Owls want to do to clean it up. As the Tigers start with the basketball, they're moving left to right.
On your radio dial.
On your radio dial, that's right. Walker with the basketball. Gavin Walker guarded by Rona. Pushes right into him. Clears some space. Charbonneau launches a quick 3. Knock it down. Moves him up to 11 points in the night. 36-29. Geoffrey gets it across into the lane. Pass inside Miller. Got it to go. No, it didn't. It rebound out. Very unlucky rim for Trevor Miller. Walker with it. Kind of trapped up top with Rona. Now he finally goes inside, tipped away by Geoffrey, stolen by Geoffrey. And then Geoffrey tried to go behind the back, lost it out in front of him, and DJ Howe now has it. We'll go up top, Charbonneau. Charbonneau working on Malik, goes up top again to Walker. Gavin Walker drives right side, stepped in front. Pass up top, taken away by Miller. Miller up to Geoffrey, who's ahead of everybody. He goes in, easy left-handed layup.
That'll pull him within 5 here, Brad. Tigers working on breaking that press again here like they've struggled with all night. They get it over the timeline.
And it is trapped, but they do get it across to DJ Howe. Howe at 13 early points, and he got into some foul trouble. Charbonneau inside and goes to Colin Walker. Walker into the lane. He'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2.
Hammered going through there, and deservedly so, 2 shots. He earned those. And the Tigers here have a little substitution coming in. Garrett Summers ready to come back into the game.
Trevor Miller picks up his first foul. First free throw by Walker is good. This game brought to you in part by the Lincoln Outdoor Center, Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawas City, My Michigan Health, and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. Walker's second free throw is good as well. That makes it 37-31.
Gavin Walker took a shot in the nose. He just came out, replaced by Summers, and they're looking at his nose on the bench right now, possibly broken.
Malik goes cross-court to Absidis, stolen by Howe, comes down to Summers. Summers down the lane, and he goes up and got it to go. Good shooter's roll by Garrett Summers.
What a shot. They open a 9-point lead. Mike Pullen will take a timeout here. We'll take a quick one with you with 6:10 left in the third quarter. 40-31 Tigers here on WKJC 104.7.
To 31, Alcone over top of the Oscoda Owls. Looks like a little full court man-to-man here coming from Gavin Walker and Gavin Walker only of the Alcona Tigers.
And yeah, it's good to see him back in the game after coming out with a nose injury.
Geoffrey has it left side. Screen from Absidis. Geoffrey back inside. Goes up. Pass to Miller. Wasn't ready for it. Geoffrey now has it right side. Goes up top to Rona. Rona back up top. Goes inside a little. Back out to Geoffrey. Geoffrey into the corner. Still looking. Good defense by the Alcona Tigers. Absidis up and under. Right hand. Good. Nice play by Brendan Absidis. 40-33. Left side. Charbonneau wide open for three. A little short. And it'll be pulled down by Colin Walker, who goes up, blocked by Absidis. And Geoffrey comes away with the rebound. Goes up court to Rona. Rona being chased. Goes right hand. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Malik, who's going to throw it, and it's going to be picked off by the Tigers. Gavin Walker on the run now. And he doesn't see his number, so he just pulls it out. Gives it off to Charbonneau. He'll drive. Mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound Miller. And Miller goes to Malik. And Malik goes up court to Rona. Rona right hand layup. Good. Got him at the foul. DJ Howe's going to pick up his third. And Rona gets a cheap bucket there, a good bucket with a cheap foul that added onto it. Howe did not need to do that, and just a little bump.
Owls can pull within six here. Another sub coming in for the Tigers. Michael Bassner looking to come back into the game.
And Rona's free throw is off, and again, the Owl free throw problems
continue.
Yeah. And so it's Walker now up top. Working on Rona. Has it ripped away by Geoffrey. It's going to be a foot race to the basket. Geoffrey goes up right hand. Good.
Big steal and go by Geoffrey there. Tigers got two subs now at the bench waiting to come in.
Back to a three-point game. 40-37. Alcona. And picked off. The press works again. Geoffrey now has it. Into the lane. Goes to Miller. Back to Geoffrey. Right hand. Good. What a play. Timeout. Alcona will take one with them. The Oscoda Owls have cut the lead to one on WKJC, your power station for sports. Alcona holding on to a slim lead, 40-39. They have the basketball. DJ Howell inbound to Gavin Walker. 4:15 to play in our third quarter. Gavin Walker walks it across, gets it over to Bassner, left side. Slowing it down a little bit are the Tigers. Slowest I've seen them move all day right here. Trying to not turn it over, and they turn it over. Fabian knocks it off of one of the Alcona players on the edge there, Colin Walker. And he immediately checks out for Garrett Summers.
Those turnovers got to go away for the Tigers, or they're going to be in deep trouble here the last part of this game.
Geoffrey has it left side. Pull up three, and it's off. Rebound pulled down by Gavin Walker. And up top to Howe. Howe's alone, and he tried to dunk it. Couldn't quite get up high enough. Nice, easy layup. His first bucket of the second half. 42-39. Left side, Geoffrey. Geoffrey working on Howe. DJ Howe playing real good defense. Geoffrey up top to Rona. Rona into the lane. Hops down. Ooh, he did not quite land. He got fouled. Sandwiched between three guys. We'll see who they give it to. They're going to give it to Bassner.
That's a tough call for the refs because everybody was pretty stationary down there, and he ran through them like a linebacker would, I mean, like a running back would go up the middle through the two hole and took the blocking foul, however.
Rona will go up top to Malik. 3:20 to play in our third quarter. 42-39. Alcona over top of Oscoda. We expected this one to close, to be close. It's been close all day. Jeffrey, pull-up jumper, got it to go from the mid-range.
Michael Jeffrey, what a great ball handler and great shooter he is.
Makes it 42-41, back to a one-point game. Again, back to the press. Johnston up top, goes right side to Walker. Great job by the Tigers to break the press. Left side, Johnston, mid-range jumper, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Fabian. It'll stay with the Alcona Tigers.
One of the things that's not happening here, when they do get the press broke, they're not getting the point at the end of that right now, which they were doing the whole first half.
Right side, that's Summers. Back to Walker, who takes it up top. Works on Rona. Good move. Left side, Basner. Thought about the three. Now he'll launch the three. It's long. Rebound pulled in by Epsidis. Here comes Malik. Another chance for the Owls to take the lead. They haven't had the lead since early in the game. Jeffrey goes inside. Right hand. Got it to go with the foul. What a play. Michael Jeffrey will go to the line for one more. Gives the Owls the lead.
And that's why he's the straw that stirs that drink. You can only appreciate it sitting here watching it in person. He went through the lane, was tied up with two guys, went through them, over them, and threw it up, and it went in, and he's going to get the extra look.
It's a foul on Johnston there, his third, and that free throw is good.
Shooters roll on the free throw. Now the Owls are up two.
44-42, 2.5 to play in the third.
We'll see how the Tigers respond to it.
Right side, Basner. Up top, Howe. Howe, pump faking, lane. He's going to pick up an offensive foul.
We had one official with his hands on his hips and one official with his hand on the back of his head there. They're calling it a block on the floor. That's how it's going to go down in the books.
That's an awful call.
Yeah, getting a little bit of heat from the Alcona crowd here right now. The officials are the men in stripes. Couple subs coming back in now for the Tigers. Number 30, David Charbonneau, back in the game along with number 24, Colin Walker.
But you know, that is the absolute hardest call to make as a basketball official.
I agree, but I thought that one was backwards.
Inside, Colin Walker. Walker up top, DJ Howe thought about the three. He'll drive inside. It gets ripped from him, and it will go to the Owls.
And I thought Blue had touched that last as well.
You want a makeup call?
So did DJ Howe.
But, you want a makeup call? There's one.
And so did head coach Alex Cole. They all thought that went off Blue.
It did. It did go off the Blue.
Yeah. Let's just call it what it was. It did go off Blue. But nonetheless, that's not the way it's going to go down here. Owls bring the ball out with a two-point lead and 2 minutes left in the third.
Malik will bring it up. Yep, leading 44-42. Malik inside Epsidis. Epsidis clear space, goes up, no good. Rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. DJ Howe drives into the lane, gets bumped, and throws it to nobody.
Crowd all over the officials here right now at Alcona High School gym.
Yep, couple of questionable calls, so things have gotten a little crazy around here, so let's hopefully we can get this back on the basketball players. As Jeffrey has it, 44-42 Owls. And he's going to lose the basketball, but a foul here on Colin Walker.
Yeah, they give a reach to Colin Walker there. Fortunately, Alcona not into the bonus yet.
That's their fourth foul of the quarter, though.
Right.
Very physical game is broken out here. Rona just goes to Jeffrey in the backcourt. Jeffrey. Working on Walker, loses it. Walker, great defense. Jeffrey in the lane, pump fake, go up mid-range jumper, but can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Summers. Goes right side, Gavin Walker. Walker, good move, right side, blocked by Epsidis. And it's going to be rebounded by Malik, and then Walker will pick up the foul.
And I don't think Walker meant to run into him there like he did. Gavin was trying to break back out to play defense, and he ran right into the stopped ball carrier, and he's going to pick up another foul. He gets replaced quickly by Hayden Johnston.
He wanted a foul on his shot, and that led to some frustration. The fifth foul on the team. The Alcona Tigers have been in some foul trouble, and we have a late sub in here for the Owls. Jeffrey will check out. Michael Miles checks in. And so now here comes the freshman point guard, Blake Malik, leading by two. Right side, Rona. Rona gets a screen from Apsidis. Kicks it outside. Miles for three from the corner. Short rebound. Apsidis finishes. Makes it 46-42. This might be the largest lead of the night for the Owls at four.
Oh, it is.
Walker breaks the press, goes inside, got the foul on Miles, who threw the... Yes, he did the classic, my hands were straight up, but his body's the thing that hit the shooter. And so Walker will go to the line to shoot two.
And Alcona could use the continued process of making free throws at this point. 44 seconds left, down four. They can pull to within two on this. And another Alcona sub, Riken Wallemeyer, waiting at the table to come back in. He makes the front end of that two-point foul shots. 46-43 now, 44 seconds left.
Second free throw, good as well. And Wallenmeyer will check in. This game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, Chris Mart of Lincoln, ahead of time, Salon and Nails of Oscoda, and Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake. 46-44, Oscoda over top of Alcona. Been back and forth, close all game long. Some motion running in front of Malik, who turns it over. And Johnson will drive into him, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Malik.
Definitely, that's the correct call there. Oh, yeah. After he turned the ball over, he couldn't get back in time. He was running and ran interference on the guy trying to run to the basket for the layup, and Oscoda not in the bonus either right now. That's their fourth foul of the third quarter.
Geoffrey will check in for Malik. 26.7 left on the clock. Alcona looking to tie or take the lead. Inside to Johnston. Johnston working on Epsidis. Goes up. No, couldn't get it to go. Epsidis rebound. Geoffrey comes up, and Coach Poland yells 1-1-1, meaning one shot. And he sets up the ISO. He's saying, just heard him there say, don't go until five. So he's not moving on DJ Howell till 5 seconds left. There he goes. And he goes right in, gets the foul on Howell. And so he'll go to the line to shoot two. That is Howell's fourth foul of the night.
And that's not a good sign right there for the Tigers, having their big man in foul trouble. He's got two left, and he'll have to play careful. One left in high school.
Yeah, and you only get five in high school. And so he'll have to be careful the entire fourth quarter.
Used to broadcasting these NBA games, and you got me down here doing this high school stuff. And
Geoffrey makes the first one.
47-44, 2.2 left on the clock. Tigers might have a chance for a long toss and throw when they come out of this.
They pulled Howe out. I think I would have left him in for these 2.2 as Geoffrey makes the second to try and get a shot out. And Charbonneau from half court. He almost shot it hard enough to be a full court shot. So at the end of three, it's Oscoda 48, Alcona 44. An exciting fourth quarter right after this on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ready for our final 8 minutes. 48-44, the Oscoda Owls are leading the Alcona Tigers. The Owls will start with the basketball. This game brought to you in part by White Barn Gardens of Harrisville, Alcona Motors, Chevrolet Buick in Lincoln, and the Alpena News. Geoffrey has it up top for the Owls. Gets a screen from Apsidis, and Colin Walker's going to pick up a foul, and that is the last one to give for the Alcona Tigers, and that's Walker's fourth. So now Howe and Walker, Colin Walker, are in foul trouble and cannot get another one.
Immediately, Hunter Rigby comes back in the game for Colin Walker. As Tigers have two players sitting now with four fouls.
And actually, I was wrong. That is the seventh foul. So the first foul of the fourth quarter puts the Owls at the line. Geoffrey is the one who had it, so he's the one who's going to shoot it. Got to make the first to get the second, and he does. You know, I talked about his struggles with free throws. He's made seven free throws tonight.
Even after missing the first few at the beginning of the evening.
Yeah, missed four or five there. And he makes that one, too.
The good news is he gets to the line a lot, and he'll never be too long without a chance. Steal right off of the inbound pass. Beauty and a layup right there by Michael Rona.
Makes it 52-44. And Geoffrey gets a steal, but a timeout by Alcona is granted. And so we'll take one with them. 7:36 remaining in our game on WKJC, your power station for sports. The Alcona Tigers need some cooler heads to prevail right now as they are moving a little quick. The Owls have taken advantage. It's 52-44 Oscoda. Here as we start our fourth quarter, Charbonneau up top. Works around Johnston, wide open for three, short, rebound, pulled down by Rigby, good rebound. And so now Walker has it up top. Left side, that's Charbonneau. Back up top to Gavin Walker. I like this from the Tigers. Slow and steady. Still got plenty of time. Wallenmeyer, right side Johnston. He drives inside. Goes up over Epsidis. Can't get it to finish. Rigby, another rebound. Charbonneau for three. No good. Rebound inside. This time we're going to get a foul on, I think, Gavin Walker.
It is on 42, Gavin Walker. That'll send Oscoda to the line. And all of the key players right now for the Tigers are sitting on four fouls. DJ Howe coming back to the table right now. He's going to re-enter the game with four.
They need him, though.
With 6:54 left here, down 8 points right now. And Oscoda at the line.
That'll be Michael Rona at the line, a chance to put the Owls up double digits. And so it'll be Howe checking in for Rigby. So on the floor with four fouls are both DJ Howe and Gavin Walker. Colin Walker on the bench with four fouls. Rona's first of the 1-1 doesn't go, and it'll be pulled down by Howe. So Gavin Walker will bring it across. Alcona desperately in need of a bucket. He drives right side around Rona. Can't get by him. Now he makes a nice crossover. Pull-up jumper is good. Nice shot by Gavin Walker.
Excellent work there by Gavin Walker to keep him in the game.
52-46. Geoffrey around his screen. Left-hand layup, too strong. And it's going to be pulled down. Epsidis fights for it underneath, but pulled up by Wallenmeyer. Here comes Johnston. Right side, Charbonneau for three. That's a little bit off. Rebound fought for inside, won by Howe. Howe goes up through the contact, no good. Rebound, Johnston is good. Timeout, Oscoda. Alcona cuts the lead to just 4-6-1 remaining in the fourth quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Fighting their way back. We're down as many as eight. Now only down by four, 52-48.
Oscoda basketball. I'm surprised there's not a little bit of pressure from the Tigers here on this inbound, but they're letting
can't
them walk
risk
it
the
up.
Fouls. They got three guys on the floor as Colin Walker's checked back in. He's got four fouls. Screen by Epsidis. Geoffrey with it up top. He's going to pull up for three. Around Howe, it's a little short, but he's able to grab his own rebound. Up inside Epsidis. Right hand, too strong. Rebound won by Colin Walker. And he goes up to Charbonneau. Right side, Gavin Walker. 5:35 to play in our contest. Gavin Walker dead up top. Goes now right side to Charbonneau. Back to Walker. Loses it through. Ball on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball.
Yes, we are, and they go after it aggressively when it hits the ground in this game, don't they?
Yes, they do. Both these teams definitely want this win. Right around 500 each of them. Trevor Miller comes in for Cameron Fabian.
Possession arrow stays with the Tigers. Tigers will inbound here, down four with 5:20 left.
Charbonneau up top. He goes inside to Howe. Howe triple team down there. Kicks back out Charbonneau. Back to Howe, right corner. He's going to drive into the lane, and they're going to get a hold on Michael Geoffrey.
And that's a good call. He grabbed right a hold of his arm as DJ Howe was coming through the zone, and that'll be the fifth team foul for on the Owls in this half. So
they got one more to give.
One more to give before the bonus. Owls already in the bonus.
Gavin Walker goes up top to Colin Walker. Inside Johnston. Turnaround jumper over Epsidis. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Epsidis. And then a foul here. Going to go on Johnston. So that'll send Epsidis to the line to shoot a 1-1. That's the ninth team foul. And that is Johnston's fourth foul. Say it with me. Fourth foul.
Brennan Epsidis didn't have a rebound in the first half, but he's pulled four down so far in the second half, and they've all been big ones.
And now he goes over to his chat with Coach Pollin. And then now he'll ready to go and shoot his 1-1. He's got to make the first.
Skoda's kind of at the point of the game right now where they don't have to hurry at all on offense anymore. And I thought they rushed that last shot that Geoffrey took that went off the front of the iron short. Lane violation.
Lane violation. It's going to be no good on the free throw. Trevor Miller stepped in. And they're going to go into the 2-2-1. DJ Howe to Gavin Walker. Walker across to Charbonneau. Back to Howe. Back to Walker. And up to DJ Howe. Long three. NBA range three off the glass and no good.
That was from out at the logo. Another rebound pulled down by Acetis.
And Geoffrey in the lane. Spin move. Right hand. Too strong. A rebound by Colin Walker. And a lid over the bucket right now for the Owls. Gavin Walker, left side Johnston. He can't hang on. He tries to get it to Walker. It's stolen by Geoffrey. Rona comes away with it and goes to Geoffrey. Timeout, Owls. The Owls lead by four, 52-48, 4:26 to play in our fourth quarter. We'll be back after this in WKJC, your power station for sports. Oscoda over top of Alcona. Oscoda with the basketball. Walking their way up the court. 4:20 on the clock. And so it'll be Geoffrey inside Miller. Miller steps in, right hand good. Trevor Miller puts the Owls up by six.
Uncovered. Nobody was on Miller down low there, and he just walked right in for an easy basket.
He turned and looked to pass and found that it was wide open. Didn't need to. It's a turnover here. The press gets a steal. Epsidis steals it, hands it off to Malik, and Malik will go to Geoffrey. 54-48 Oscoda. Geoffrey guarded by Colin Walker. Right side Miller. We got a foul, and I think it's going to be I don't know who this is going to be on. I couldn't tell you.
He's trying to guess. I think it's on 14.
On blue? On white? Okay, it's on white. On 14, Johnston. So Johnston's out. Okay, so fouls out is Johnston. He's going to end his night with 4 points. And that'll send Malik to the line to shoot two. Looks like checking in for him is going to be Ryken Wallenmeyer. .344 to play. And that is the 10th team foul on Alcona.
I'm going to take a wild guess right now. If I was a betting man, that's not the first foul out we're going to see tonight.
You're absolutely right. So they got three more players with four fouls. Malik cannot hit the first one.
Oscoda letting the Tigers hang around at six still here by not making that free throw.
Second free throw, good.
Makes it a 7-point lead with 3:44 to go here.
Walker drives to the baseline, goes to Wallenmeyer, pass inside to Walker. Walker right hand, no good, rebound Malik. Malik full court to Rona. Rona ahead, and he's going to get the foul on Gavin Walker, and he'll go to the line to shoot two, and, well, Gavin Walker's day is done.
One too many passes down there for the Tigers at the other end. Wallenmeyer had a clear lane to the basket, and he had to try to pass it back out front to Walker, and it didn't work out for him. And then right back the other way, the Owls did what they do, and now they're at the line again with 3:29 left.
And so Summers will check in for Walker. The second player for Alcona to foul out as Rona now will go to the line. First one's good. It's 15 points now on the day for Michael Rona. Second free throw is good too, so it's 57-48.
9-point lead now, and now the only thing that the Tigers can do is go to the three ball somehow. Instead, they turn it over, throw it all the way down to the other end of the court, right out of bounds.
Yep, Summers got moving a little quick, and that press is in the heads of the Tigers. It may not have forced a ton of turnovers, but it is causing a lot of problems.
You may see Mike Pollan go to the four-corner stall now because they got a 9-point lead with 3 minutes on the board in no hurry to shoot the ball.
So Malik now with it up top. Goes left side, Gepfrey. Gepfrey runs right into the lane. Goes up, blocked by Colin Walker. Rebound to DJ Howe. Howe into the lane. Goes up and he loses it. Pulled down by Rona.
DJ
wanted a foul.
Yeah.
And so it'll be Malik left side, Gepfrey. He gets a screen, drives baseline, goes up, and we got a foul on the Gepfrey shot. And if that's on Colin Walker, his day will be done.
Looks like Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer will take that foul, and
it's only his
Walker
second.
Walker will live to see another minute of the game.
Actually, I'm sorry, it's his third.
Kind of surprised that Oscoda was pushing for another basket at that point with the 9-point lead instead of just running clock off. But Gepfrey gets to go to the line, and he hits the first one of the two. 10-point lead now, 2:43, and all Oscoda's got to do now is mop this one up, Brad.
24 points for Michael Gepfrey with the 10-point lead.
And he didn't play the first quarter.
And he did not play the first quarter. Now he leads by 25. And Gepfrey checks out. A little offense-defense switch here, putting Michael Miles in the game. And so DJ Howe goes left side now. Now he gets it back, trying to break the press. Goes middle to Colin Walker, good pass. And timeout Alcona. 2:34 to play in our fourth quarter. It's the Owls by 11 on WKJC, your power station for sports. .234 remaining. Alcona needs to get something going, and it needs to run through number four, DJ Howe. He has all of 2 points in the second half. And Summers has a right side. They're trying to bring Howe to the corner. They do. Pump fakes the three. Now he will launch the three. It's no good. Rebound to Apsidis. Malik will bring it up, and we'll see if they kind of take some of the air out of it now. And Malik, nope, he'll drive right in. Goes right-hand layup. Good. Launches a wild shot. And it's 61-48. Walker inside floater. No good. Rebound Michael Miles. Go back to Malik. 1:55 to play. Owls by 13. In complete control of this one now. They go to Miller in the right corner. Back up top to Miles. Right side, that's Miller. Inside, Apsidis, iron hand, good! And a huge fist bump there by Coach Poland as he leads by 15, and a steal off the press here. It's going to go off a leg, and it's going to be off the Owls.
Wow, what a finish there. That was on that play, a little dipsy-doodle, alley-oop, tic-tac-toe basket, and Owls in comfortable control at 63-48 now with a minute 26 left.
Walker will look to inbound, goes up top to Howe. DJ Howe going to need a quick bucket, drives inside, goes up, and we got a charge.
Yep, they're going to call that on DJ Howell as a charge.
Yep, DJ Howell pick up the charge. His day will be done.
That's his fifth.
He ends the day with 15 points, just two in the second half. Trevor Miller, fully expecting him to drive, just stood there at the free throw line. And so now here comes our first look at number 40, Borsvold.
Owen Borsvold enters the game. That's the first time we've seen him tonight.
And timeout Oscoda. They lead by 15 with 80 seconds remaining on WKJC, your power station for sports. The Owls lead by 15, and a couple of the benches have emptied. Get our first look really at Damon Burrows. He had a little bit of time. Also, we're going to see Langley, John Langley, for the first time today for Alcona, number five. First look at Ashton Tracy today as the Owls are in a pretty comfortable spot with this one, leading by 15. Geoffrey, Eurostep pass to Burrows, who couldn't hang on. Tried to get the bench players a bucket. Charbonneau brings it up court. Charbonneau is ripped away by Geoffrey. And he was going to walk it up, but his coach told him to go, and so he makes a layup. Adds to his total. Makes a 17-point game. Charbonneau with the left side. And he'll pump fake and shoot a three. No good. Rebound, Burrows. Burrows goes to Geoffrey. And with 25 seconds left, here come the Owls. And Colin Walker just poking away at the ball, either trying to get the ball or trying to foul out. I don't think he cares at this point.
No, and I would have just, and I think that Michael Geoffrey was going to do it. He was just going to stand out and run the clock down and let it tick off, but they poked it out of bounds on him, so Oscoda will have to inbounds one more time here with 19 seconds left.
Logan Zakowski and Ashton Rigby check into the game for the Tigers. Goes left side Langley. Langley into the lane. Loses his footing out to Geoffrey. Pump fakes the three. Decides not to shoot it. And he'll just pull it out. Screen here by Langley.
Yep.
Langley gets the pass, goes up right, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line.
So Langley will get a shot to shoot a free throw here with 3.7 seconds left. And you'll love to see when the bench guys that get in the game late get a chance to get a bucket and get on the score sheet.
So is Logan Zakowski. He gets himself in the score sheet with a foul.
Yeah. Yeah, and Damon Burrows pulled a rebound down, so they all got on the score sheet.
We're getting somewhere here. Langley, first free throw, no good.
Come on, kid. Tuck this one in.
Only 3.7 seconds left on the clock. Second free throw. Good. Hey. Langley's in the scorebook.
There we go. John Langley with a free throw to end the night tonight. Long one to finish it off from half court. And that'll do it. The Alcona Tigers fall at home 66-48 to the Oscoda Owls. And it was a good basketball game for three quarters, Brad. And part of that reason, I think, tonight was that Michael Geoffrey didn't play the first quarter. But pretty much domination after the midpoint break in the game tonight. And Oscoda comes away with a pretty easy dub, actually.
Yeah, you look at it, and it was hard fought. Alcona did everything they could and couldn't make up for all the firepower of the Owls. We'll talk more about it. We'll wrap it up after this on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports.